Hello?
He starred in two hit television sitcoms, the first in the 1970s when he played Chicago psychologist Robert Hartley. Newhart tells WBFO it's an honor to perform in Lucille Ball's hometown. Talk about Lucille Ball's impact on your profession.
Well, Lucy, she created it all, really. You know, Lucy and Desi. Desi came up with the idea. It had never been done before, the three-camera television show with an audience and movable sets. And that was all Desi's creation. And that's the way we did our shows. That's the way everybody did their show. Mary Tyler Moore and us, All in the Family was done in front of a live audience. It's just the way you did a television show at that time. That's the audience was there and they were participating and enjoying. It just made for a better show. It just the actors, I think, were better, and I think the writing was better because it was going to be judged. They weren't just going to put a laugh track on it.
You have been making people laugh with your deadpan humor for a half century now. I'm wondering if your approach to comedy has changed over these decades.
Well, you know, I think it has to change to stay up with the times. You have to be aware of what's happening in your business. As an example, for instance, when I made the comedy record in 1960, the driving instructor and Abe Lincoln and the submarine commander, and they would run 7, 8, 9 minutes. But I found I was working Vegas a lot, and I found when Laugh-In came along, I found that the attention span kind of changed of the audience. I could sense it, you know, on stage. So I'd take routines that were 9 minutes, and I'd cut them down to maybe 6, something like that. That's the kind of adjustment you have to make if you want to last in the business. There are areas when I first started out that you couldn't even touch on in a nightclub. I loved Everybody Loves Raymond. I thought it was just wonderfully written. I thought it was beautifully cast. But if we submitted a Raymond script when we were on in 1972, the censors would have sent it back and said, "You're kidding. I'll send us the real script." You know.
And you mentioned those television shows that we remember. Certainly, one of your most lasting characters, Chicago psychologist Bob Hartley, an iconic figure in TV sitcoms.
I'm sorry, I just cannot let you go. These bills have to get out.
What do you suppose it was that made so many millions of viewers connect with that character?
They know those people. They are people that are in their lives. Like the character Marsha Wallace played, Carol Kessler. Everybody who worked in an office knew Marsha Wallace.
You know, Jerry, sometimes you can be very mean.
She was kind of always looking for dates, and she was very funny, and it's a case of identification that people can sit and watch you, and that's a difference to me between television and movies. You know, movies you just kind of sit back and watch, and all these special effects take place, and you don't really identify with the person because they're bigger than life.